The storm, if you will, at the stricken Fukushima nuclear power plant is far from over. 2 weeks after the crisis began at the plant, there are fears today that the core of one of the reactors may have been breached. The World's Environment editor Peter Thompson joins us now. What is the latest that you know from Fukushima?
Well, Lisa, this news about a possible rupture in reactor number 3 is indeed quite serious, and the Japanese government is clearly concerned. No one's been able to figure out just what's going on, but the concern began yesterday when two or maybe three emergency workers, it's not quite certain actually, were exposed to very high doses of radiation as they waded through water at the plant trying to connect a power cable. Apparently, no one suspected the water would be that hot, which may explain why, according to the International Atomic Energy Agency, the workers actually ignored the beeping of their radiation monitors. Apparently, they assumed the monitors were malfunctioning, but they were correct. The workers were rushed to a hospital. The incidents led to growing concern about a problem with the reactor core itself. Japan's prime minister went on national TV on Friday with a very sobering message for his countrymen. Here's what he said.
The situation today at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant is still very grave and serious. We must remain vigilant. We are trying to prevent a deterioration of the situation, and we are still not in a position where we can be optimistic.
Once again, that's the Prime Minister of Japan. Peter, I understand that the government has actually expanded its evacuation zone because of this development.
Well, it's sort of a soft expansion, Lisa. Basically, the government advised residents within the current 12 to 20-mile zone of concern around the plant to leave if they're able to. They said right now it's a matter of the growing difficulty of bringing supplies for those folks into the area, but many people are reading it as essentially a warning to get out. And the government's chief spokesperson said he couldn't rule out the possibility of a mandatory evacuation if things don't get better. And I should add that one point about why people are so concerned about this reactor in particular is that it's the only of the six reactors there that uses what's called mixed oxide fuel. That's different from the other reactors in that, along with the standard uranium fuel, it's got a small percentage of plutonium in it. And that's among the most dangerous and long-lived radioactive elements that are in play here. So if that starts to get out, the level of concern really could go up considerably.
All right. Thank you very much. The World's Environment Editor, Peter Thompson. Thanks.
Thanks, Lisa.